Well, this will be the last Sunday in August that we have a chat with Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. A cloudy Sunday morning as it breaks right now. We'll see what happens for the rest of the day. But regardless, it is time to bring in Willie Hallahan and Sporting A Cause. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. And where did the month go? Don't we say that every month? You just turn around and, you know, it's the end of the month, start of another one, and here we got Labor Day weekend coming up next week. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I know often, I've beaten the subject to death how busy September is. It's the busiest month on my calendar, Sporting A Cause, and probably in general. It's still a summer month, quite frankly, weather-wise. And anyway, there's a lot going on to talk about. Today is the last day of the Dutchess County Fair over in Rhinebeck. That's been going on this past week. Today starts basically a month-long virtual 5K sponsored by the Lone Oak Campsites. This is a new event for them. Registrants can run their 5K when and where they want. That's kind of the nature of virtual races, and it ends on October 2nd. Their event is raising money for the Jane Lloyd Fund. Now, they have an annual clam bake, and they decided again for the second year to cancel it. They postponed it, and finally they decided to can it again for this year. They promise they'll be back next year, but it's their major fundraiser, and the good folks at Lone Oak Campsites are doing what they can to raise money for them. That's great. Also today, pretty much as we speak, the High Watch Recovery Center Sprint for Sobriety 5K is kicking off down in Kent. They raise money for scholarships for people who are in recovery, and they need services that they can't afford, so the proceeds from this race helps that. They also do a golf tournament that goes to the same end. Tomorrow, the Hartford Healthcare Charlotte Hungerford Hospital 19th Annual Golf Classic is going on over at the Torrington Country Club, and they raise money for certain things that are going on at the hospital, and they've had to postpone their tournament two or three times because of weather, so they'll finally get to do that. Also tomorrow, another golf tournament, the Bill Brakeman and Gene Murphy Memorial Golf Classic will be held over at the Greenwoods Country Club in Winsted. I talked about this a bit last week. It used to be known as the Possum Queen Golf Classic, and I talked about the Possum Queen Foundation and the great work they do in Litchfield. They help out people who are in need, often because of illness or any other number of circumstances. A good, good organization. And this coming Thursday, the 2nd, the vintage car and sports car, the vintage race and sports car parade will be happening. There are over 130 cars. They'll all be leaving Lime Rock Park one at a time, starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They'll travel through Lakeville and then on to Salisbury. They'll drive through Noble Horizons and then find their way over to Falls Village, where they'll all be parked and basically create a car show for a couple hours in downtown Falls Village. Excuse me. There'll be food and beverage vendors. Wanda Houston and her band will be performing there on the green in Falls Village. It's a great time. Marshall, you and I have been there for many years. The whole town turns out. It's
a very loud start, a very loud end, and there's a lot that goes on in that 2 hours in between.
Yeah, really, right. Yeah, it's a very festive atmosphere, and it's just great. It's a little disconcerting for those of us who park those cars, but once that's all done, it's just all fun and a great event to see. You see some vehicles that you won't see any other place. And this event is put on, like I said, by the folks at Lime Rock Park, which is, again, supporting the Alzheimer's Association this year. And the Northwest Connecticut Walk to End Alzheimer's will be coming up in, 3 weeks, and this year it will be held right at Lime Rock Park. That's a first. I'll talk more about that in the coming days. Now, this car parade is just the start of the historic festival Labor Day weekend at Lime Rock, which is one of their major events of the year. This is a weekend of vintage car racing. Friday and Saturday will be qualifying and competition. Sunday, when racing isn't allowed, they're going to have the Concours d'Elegance, which is a collection of, I guess it's like almost 1,000 cars and motorcycles. They'll be all lined up and on display. Fans, some say it's the best day of the weekend for those who like to get up close and personal with some of these rare vehicles. And then the racing returns on Monday, and you can get all the, I mean, there's all so much going on. You can go to my website for the details, and I'll give you links to the Lime Rock Park website, and find out prices and all that. Also going on over the Labor Day weekend is the Goshen Fair, over at the fairgrounds there in Goshen, of course. This is the 108th year of this operation. I mean, it's incredible. They didn't run last year because of the COVID. It runs Saturday through Monday, the 6th, 4th through the 6th, and they have all kinds of things going on. They're a typical country fair. Yeah, they're amusement park rides. There are agricultural displays, so everything from animals to fruits and vegetables. They always have these huge pumpkins that people grow. And some of them, like, they weigh half a ton. It's fun to see. They'll probably have at least 100 different places to buy food, and there are a bunch of different competitions, which is why I have country fairs on my website. There are sports-related activities, and also the agricultural societies that typically run these fairs give a portion of their proceeds to charity. More often than not, there are scholarships for high school students, so that's why I carry those. Woofstock, which used to be run during this weekend up in Pittsfield, Mass., has been canceled for good, I'm afraid. This is a 5K race that people could run with their dogs, kind of like the run and wag that the Little Guild holds in October. And it would raise money for the Berkshire Humane Society. But they ended their run. But the good news is that the Josh Billings Triathlon will be giving half of their proceeds to the Berkshire Humane this year. And the Josh is a huge race. I mean, it's a triathlon. They have 500 teams. Probably close to 1,500 people enter it, so I think there's a good chance that the Berkshire Humane Society may end up doing better with their association with the Josh than they would have on their own. Anyway, I hope so, because it's a good organization. Also, in the midst of the Labor Day weekend will be the Run for UNS virtual 5K. This is a race that was started 3 years ago or so to honor Chris Unsworth. He was a cross-country running coach at Monument Mountain High School in Great Barrington. He passed away a few years ago, and his runners and family members and others started this race to honor his memory, and they started a scholarship fund in his name, so that's where the money goes. This is a virtual race, like it was last year, and it can be run any place, any time, from the 3rd through the 5th. You can find out the details, of course, at sportingacause.com. Next Sunday, the 5th, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club will be hosting another 3D archery shoot. They do a handful of those throughout the year. People bring their own archery equipment. It only costs $10 to get in. There's no pre-registration or anything like that. It's informal. You just show up, and you shoot at these three-dimensional targets at different distances. Also next Sunday, the 4th annual Lauren Bardino Memorial 5K Run Walk will be held at Platte Hill State Park in Winsted. This race is held in honor of Lauren Bardino, who lost her life to opioid addiction, and the proceeds from the race go to raise awareness about that scourge on humanity. And last, but certainly not least, is the 5-weekend-long 80-event walk series sponsored by the Upper Housatonic Heritage Area. Now, this is a remarkable program, Marshall. I rave about it every year. It's just unbelievable. The Heritage Area, first of all, there are 13 of them throughout the country. It's a federal designation. And they're meant to highlight the 13 areas that have been chosen because within their area there are all kinds of natural and historic and cultural things to learn about. And the Upper Housatonic one runs from Richmond, Mass., down to Kent, Connecticut. Covers 26 towns, and Dan Bolognani runs it. Someone we've all known. He's been around a long time. does a great job running it. Basically, for the next 5 weekends, starting this weekend and running through the first weekend in October, every Saturday and Sunday, there are going to be a series of walks. This coming weekend, there are 16 walks over the 2 days. Most of them are guided, but some of them are self-guided. And we'll see some of the most remarkable things in the area that people may have never even heard of. There are wildlife preserves. There's these stone bridges, arched bridges that were built for railroads back in the 1840s. They're just architectural marvels. They talk about they visit the iron industry, Beckley Furnace and others. Anyway, there are 16 this coming weekend, and a total of 80 over the next 5 weekends. So people should take advantage of that. I know it's a busy weekend this weekend, but have the whole next month to take advantage of these. And it's all free, by the way. It's just designed to bring awareness to these special areas. And that's about it, Marshall. There's a lot going on, but as I say, September is the busiest month of the year.
Well, the Housatonic Heritage Area, the walk things, as huge as it is, it's just a fraction of what they do. They also get federal money, like up in Great Barrington. They are rebuilding the AME Zion Church, which is an important historic landmark in Great Barrington. They've bought in, I think, of almost $600,000 in funds for that. So Dan has been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
And they do a great job with not only with publicizing the walks in our area, but also funding important rehab and reconstruction of important landmarks in our area as well.
Yeah. No, they do great work. And people, and I've talked to Dan about this in the past, and every year there seem to be more and more people who take advantage of the walks. You know, there are a few, handful, and then they get up to 20, and then it's growing and growing. It takes time, you know, as you know, any time you have an event going on. And just the breadth of this undertaking, I can't imagine. It's a big deal to put on an event, just a single event, but to have 80 of them spread out over that period of time, oftentimes with guided experts, just wrangling that whole thing is just beyond belief, and Dan does a great job of it, for sure.
All right, Willie. Well, we've got another weekend in the book. The next time we speak, it's see you in September.
Yes, you will, Marshall. Have a good week.
Take care, Willie.
Take care.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. Of course, the website is sportingacause.com.